computers are on. But my CDs are not playing. The clock just came back on. So maybe, yep. So anyway, whatever happened, I didn't do it. and it's just about 5 o'clock. We won't be able to go Patriots because we just lost that time. The clock came back and reset itself. So there you go. I'm not a technical person, so therefore anything above and beyond what I normally do is gonna just, you know, blow me away. Okay, 5 o'clock, time to get ready for Sounds of Praise. This is going to be our final Sounds of Praise program, where we are featuring top hits of the year 2016. Hopefully we haven't left anybody out since we didn't rank them, but I've enjoyed bringing those programs to you, and we're going to bring you the final bunch on today's program as well. And then next Sunday, Lord willing, we're going to be playing new music and top hits of the year 2017. So there, put that on your calendar. Okay, this is your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Hope to see you next Sunday at 4 a.m. when we do it all over again on another edition of our Brown Perspective on Sports. Stay tuned for Sounds of Praise.
Business, and you're listening to the very best in gospel music radio.
It's a real pleasure for me to introduce to you
Sounds of Praise on WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM.
Show is hot out here. I don't mind though.
Right now, hot up here.
Is it okay?
Like giving up now, your spot is tough now, but how can you learn if you don't fall? How can you walk if first you don't crawl? But through it all, you keep blessing me while they pressing me and they testing me. They keep stressing me because they never heard a preacher flow. Show, go, no.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Are here to encounter God. Amen. Amen. Let's go.
The Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts presents a Sunday, March the 5th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, featuring more of the top hits of 2016, produced and hosted by evangelist and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown. Good Sunday morning, everyone, and welcome to this Sunday, March the 5th, 2017 edition of Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, where we are featuring a final program of the top hits of 2016 here on Sounds of Praise. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. We're thanking and praising you because you're our God. Beside you, there is none other. And we're asking you, O Lord, to take full control of your servant, and everything is going to be played, everything is going to be said this day, so that your name might receive honor, glory, and praise that is due unto you. And may those who you draw by your Holy Spirit to hear the program this day, may they be affected in deep and meaningful ways, so that those who are not saved might receive you as personal Savior and Lord this day. And we who know you, may we be strengthened and encouraged and directed to go ever onward and forward in you, so your name might receive all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, and we might be your lights in this dark world, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name, and for his praise and for his glory. And let the people of God out there say amen, amen, and amen.
He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. There's nobody like him. There's power in your praise. Open your mouth and don't delay. Somebody open your mouth and scream. Come on.
Come on, everybody.
Come on, I need y'all to clap.
Time to celebrate.
Yeah.
Shout his name forever.
Oh.
He's worthy of all our praise. Put your hands together.
Yes, he is. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ the Lord. 521 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Evangelist and Pastor Teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, March the 5th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge, Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. Okay, it is 9 chilly degrees outside our studio today. We're going to have our weather update sometime around 6:30 or so. And that way you'll know how to dress. And I guess the key will be to put on as much clothing as you possibly can as you run to the car, and hopefully it'll start and all that good stuff. Okay, but we'll give you more information about today and the days which are ahead as far as our weather forecast is concerned. Okay, our phone number is 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We are featuring the final program of the top hits of the year 2016 here on Sounds of Praise. And so therefore we aren't taking requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call. We'll do just that for you. The same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. We plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. I'd love to have to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone and give us a call. And since faith pleases God, going to the phone is an act of faith. And giving us a call allows us to join in and lift up your requests or your praise report before God's throne. Because I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in with me. And so we may have hundreds, thousands, who knows how many people out there listening who are able and willing to bring your requests before God's throne. I praise God with you for what he's doing in your life. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, we begin with our New Day theme, Kirk Franklin and Family, was going to be a lovely day. Yes, it is. That's the position we take by faith. God said, I made this day so you can rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to do just that. Then we'll hear from Darwin Hobbs with Power in Praise. Yeah, the devil doesn't want you praising God for the good things he's doing in your life. And so therefore, when you reject what the devil is doing and you give God praise, regardless, there is power there. And we don't know how God's going to manifest his power, but we just praise him. And we that's our part. And the power is God's part, which he will release as he sees fit. Jericho walls can still fall down. Red seas and Jordan rivers can still part. God can give us victory even when we're outnumbered. Even old age, as Caleb said, give me my mountain. I don't care how many giants there are up there. 524, the Sounds of Praise time. And then we heard Micah Stampley with High Praise. We're not just going to praise him, we're going to praise him high, because he deserves the highest of our praise. If we can praise the folks on the ball field and in the basketball court and in the ice rinks and other places, well, we can praise God. Certainly deserve to praise him for all of his goodness, mercy, and love toward us. Okay, 525, as we normally do last Sunday when we play the song, we were giving all our closing information over it, so you didn't hear all of it in its entirety. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go back to Kirk Whalum and his testimony, and then we're going to follow that with Ken Whalum of the Third and Hugh Whalum with a song entitled Fit to Battle here on Sounds of Praise.
By the time you're watching this DVD, I feel very comfortable in saying that my father and his grandfather will probably be with the Lord. And he's not there now, but he's making his way that way, and his body is checking out. But I have to say to you, the Reverend Kenneth T. Whalum is absolutely going to leave his legacy. We're going to do a song that Kyle and I wrote for him called Rev. My father, you know, we didn't call him Reverend, we called him Rev. Many times we call him Reverend Daddy. But the awesome thing is that I've been able to watch him and to be with him during this period of suffering for him. And it's been wonderful for my brothers and I to spend time with him and our wives, and just to really get up under that concept that the Bible tries hard to tell us, and that's that life is a blessing, but guess what? It's also a dead-end street. God is so gracious to us, and the Bible says that through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not, and they're new every morning. What that is, if I could translate that, is that because of what Naima Lett told you all about what Adam and Eve did, what they left us, unfortunately, this life under the sun, as Solomon always talks about in Ecclesiastes, life under the sun, it's really jacked up. It's just that God's grace and his mercies are new every morning. So we don't get to see that. We don't get to see the soft underbelly of this thing every day. And so when we say, God, how could you let this happen to me? And I say, God, how could you let me live this life so beautifully for all this time? How could you bless me like you bless me day in and day out, day in and day out? How could you do that? Go on and praise him. He's worthy. We got time. Yes, he is. He's worthy, isn't he? How's that? Is he worthy? So my dad, even though, because he's a stroke survivor, and I'm glad Hazel LaVar is here from Stroke of Hope to talk about the fact that, you know what? You know, when you survive a stroke and all of a sudden you can't talk and you can't swallow, then you begin to remember that this is not it. God is going, that's okay, I'm just going to let the body just fade on away so that I can get you up here with me. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about him getting his reward. I don't want to lose him. But I'm jealous. So that was my sermon. They said you can't preach tonight, so we're going to play a song. Somebody said he didn't have to do it, but he did. Yeah. We're going to play a song that Kyle and I wrote for my dad and for his granddad. It's called Rev. And by the way, the harmonic and rhythmic complexities of this song are not coincidental. My dad is a very complex guy. But that's okay. We love him so much.
We're not going to play Rev, as he announced. We're going to play another one by Kenny Whalum III and Hugh Whalum. And this is entitled Fit to Battle here on Sounds of Praise.
Thank you. Thank you.
Forever Jones in Adoration. And this is Sounds of Blackness in Ubuntu here on Sounds of Praise.
Oh,
Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world, with the very best in gospel music. You're listening to the Sunday, March the 5th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. On this first set, we heard the testimony by Kirk Whalum, followed by Ken Whalum III and Hugh Whalum with Testimony and Fit to Battle. Then we heard Fred Hammond with It's Mine, Forever Jones with Adoration, Sounds of Blackness with Ubuntu, and we conclude the set with Richard Small with Envision and Unchangeable Promise. 5:56 is the Sounds of Praise time, and our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today. We'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call. We'd be glad to do that. This is the final program of the top hits of the year 2016. So we have a lot of music waiting to come your way. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report, that's the same number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. And we plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15, I'm sorry. And I've been doing this program for so long, I still don't know what time our different segments are. 7:15 is our When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry. And I would be glad to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone. But here again, you need to go to the phones, your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. Plus, I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in with me and lift up your request before God's throne. If you wish, you can maintain your anonymity. Just give us a first name, a last name, or an initial. That's sufficient for God. He knows who you are. He knows where you are. He knows even the number of the hair on your head. And so therefore, since He's that concerned about you, you ought to be faithful enough to place all your cares, all your situations in His hand. He can work it out. Yes, He can. Okay, 5:57, the Sounds of Praise time. Martha Munizzi. Her testimony is, God is excellent. Yes, He is.
Come on. Put your hands together.